Welcome to Abound in Hope, a podcast from Imprint Church. Our goal is to help you see how the gospel of Jesus Christ intersects with our daily lives and compels us toward gratitude and generosity. Well, hey, Imprint Church, welcome back to Abound in Hope. Today is a little bit different of an episode. Normally, we have Darren or Tom or Tom McGregor or myself or other guests on here to talk about specific issues, but we wanted to take this week just to replay the audio from our online family meeting. There are a few reasons for this. First of all, the night that we tried to stream our family meeting, we had some major technical difficulties, and so we want to make sure that as many people as possible can hear the vision and the mission, or the vision and the plan for this fall. And secondly, we know that some people don't want to watch a video, especially if it's just a video of people talking, so this might be a little bit of an easier medium for you to consume and hear everything that's going on. So without further ado, here is the audio from the family meeting this past Sunday night.
Well, hey, folks, welcome to our online family meeting tonight. We're glad to have you here with us. It's a bummer to not be together in our locations, but it's nice to have the gift of Facebook and our online website where you can actually go and kind of take part in our family meeting here. We're excited to share a little bit about where we're at right now as a church and where God is leading us in the future, even though we don't have a ton of clarity on it right now. It's so funny. I was just thinking this last week. Last summer, I spent some time up at Regent College. I took a class up there, and I spent some time just praying and asking the Lord for some vision and direction for our church for the years to come. And I was reading over my notes and my journal about that, and it's just hilarious to read some of those things because I had no idea that COVID was on the horizon, had no idea that we'd be where we are today.
So you had kind of made some plans. You're praying through a lot of things.
Yeah,
and this
just
all got blown apart.
Right? And it's so funny because I was like, Lord, do I ever actually hear from you? Like, did I know anything that you were speaking to me about? Although there was a couple things on there that are very applicable for our time right now, which I'll share more about in a few minutes. But our goal tonight is to spend just a few minutes together as a church community, processing, thinking, grieving for a minute as well.
Yeah.
And then hopefully giving you a little bit of a future to think through for us. And we'll give you, at the very end of this meeting, you'll have to stick around for it. We'll give you some ideas on things that are happening in our church community this fall for you to be involved in, that we'd invite you to be a part of as well, that look a little different than we'd expected, but are hopefully times for us to gather as a church community in the way that we can and to see the Lord work among us. I mean, man, just a few weeks ago, we were celebrating baptisms as a church community.
So awesome.
And the Lord is doing something even now. So even though it may not feel like it and it may be frustrating, God's doing things.
And the Lord doesn't have his hands tied. I think we feel like we've had our hands tied in a number of ways. You know, this has affected all of our families.
Yep.
It's dramatically affected our church community. But I think it's good to remember that God's hands are not tied. His arm, in the scripture, he says his arm is not short that it cannot save. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And so it's a good reminder.
And we've heard a lot from you guys, which has been great. We're so grateful for the encouraging emails you've sent to us over the past few months. Many of you have said, hey, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. We're with you. We're praying for you. We've had a lot of positive things come back from people. And that's been really encouraging to us because honestly, we're not quite sure what it's like right now in your lives. And, you know, to Tom joked a while back how preaching to a camera was like destroying his soul. And we had several
months. Here we are again.
We're preaching to a camera right now. Although we've been able to meet live out in a parking lot.
That's awesome.
And that's been so great to do, even though it's been so hot sometimes. We're having great weather through September here. And so may the Lord continue to give us that good weather through September as we continue to meet outside. So why don't you share, Tom, a little bit about where you're at right now.
Yeah, to give some context, many people know, but if maybe you're newer to the church community, Imprint Church in Bothell was planted in February of 2018. So Darren and I worked together here at Imprint Church in Woodinville for a number of years. And we made, even though we love each other and we work very well together, we made the decision intentionally to not pastor one church in one location. As some had asked us, why don't you guys just co-pastor a church together? But because of our conviction about church planting and what we thought the Lord was leading us to do, we just intentionally made this decision to plant two churches in two separate areas. So we found, by the Lord's grace, the North Shore Senior Center, and that's where we launched in February of 2018. And we met in that time in a couple of different buildings that belong to the North Shore Senior Center. And all the while, Cascadia College and Mobius Hall was on my radar.
I mean, he had told me about Cascadia
long before that.
Although there was a church meeting there at the time and things like that, and there was opportunity to kind of share the space. It just never seemed like the right time.
Right, there was conversation that I had with the other church that was in there and the original pastor there, and we had talked about maybe space sharing, and they would save some money, and we would save some money. So we thought, oh, this would be so awesome to get on campus and to be able to do outreach among college students, in particular international students. But it never really worked out, and I would communicate with the school, and they said, no, that's too many people. We can't really accommodate that. And so there was a lot of back and forth, and there was a lot of waiting. I was always wanting to get into Cascadia, but the Lord provided the North Shore Senior Center for us. And so as we were there, and as our attendance began to grow, we moved from the smaller original space to the larger space across the street, and the Lord provided for that. And we thanked Him for that. And then eventually our kids ministry began to outgrow the space that was there. And so we thought, what are we going to do? Is we can't hold more services here. We can't hold more worship gatherings because the Senior Center opens at 12:30, and we don't have enough time to set everything up and have two worship gatherings. So Lord, what are we going to do? And right around that time, the Lord opened up the door for us to move into Cascadia. I got an email from them saying, this church is likely going to move out. Would you guys like to move in? Praise God. We were so happy about that after all the back and forth and all the waiting. So we actually moved.
And it seemed like the right time to all of our board. I mean, we were talking about these things, and it seemed like the Lord just opened that door. And we all said, this is the right time.
So we actually moved into Cascadia, Mobius Hall, almost exactly a year ago. It was the second Sunday of September 2019 that we moved in. And so we felt like we were getting our feet under us, and there was some momentum there, and there was a lot of energy. We absolutely loved the space that God had provided for us, and we had teams that were functioning well, and it just seemed like things were going in a great direction. And then it just all came to a screeching halt just 6 months in with COVID. And so the last time we met there was early March, which was true of Imprint Woodinville as well. And so it felt kind of like, wow, we were just getting there, kind of like easy come, easy go. And I think it's very easy and enjoyable to see when the Lord's hand provides for you and the good things, like in providing a space for us. But I think we have to just as much recognize God's hand in removing things and in the hard times. So I think of what Job said in Job 121, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So it's like the Lord gave it, and the Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Job says to his wife, shall we accept good from God and not trouble? So I felt like that's kind of been instructive for me. Like, Lord, you just gave us this space. Well, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away regardless. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we accept the good from his hand, shall we not also accept the trouble that comes in that he sovereignly oversees all of creation? So we believe in the sovereignty of God. I believe in the sovereignty of God. Yeah. We believe, as Ephesians 1:11 says, that he works out all things according to his will, or in accordance with his will. Yeah. And that's all things. That's Mobius Hall. That's our space here. And so we believe that God's in charge of all these things, and that including what we're talking about as Imprint Church, even though we had not foreseen coming back together for a time, we believe that this is where God has led us. We received word recently, we put an email about this, that Cascadia told us that we cannot move in at least until 2021 at the earliest, which was a major blow to us and a real kind of grieving point for my own heart and sadness. And so we believe that God oversees all things, but that doesn't mean all things are good. That doesn't mean getting booted from our space that we were excited about is something we have to be happy about. But I do rejoice that God has good plans for us and has good plans for our church community. And I'm convinced that for this time, God has seen fit to put Imprint Church in Woodinville and Imprint Church Bothell back together again in the space that we have. We have a family, and we have a big sister or mother. I don't know what the best analogy is, but our family has a house and has room for us. And so we've been invited back in. And so I really feel like while I grieve and mourn, I think it's right for us to be sad if you're an Imprint Bothell person that we haven't been able to see each other and won't be together as Imprint Bothell for the near future, at least, that God has provided a way for us to be together. So,
And to notice that was not our plan, by the way. So this came back after discussions on what to do. We even talked about their options of finding another building somewhere for Imprint Bothell to meet separately. We looked at a couple places. Right. Man, I looked at one church. I'm not even exaggerating. We looked at one place in the Bothell area that was $100,000 a month to rent.
Like,
and I was like, we're good. We're not going to do that. So we tried, in essence, to get our churches back on kind of separate locations mm-hmm. as well to keep that vision of one church in multiple locations going on. But it just didn't happen. And so mm-hmm. we grieve. We do. Right, yeah. It's kind of like, oh yeah. man, we weren't expecting that. But honestly, isn't that the story of 2020 in so
right.
many ways?
And that's really the story. And that's
my
the story.
Kids are in school right. this week sitting in front of their cameras, right? right? Like, right. not expecting that, you know?
And really, that's kind of just an illustration of what life is like. We make our plans, but life rarely ever goes according to our plans. If you think about your life, how often did it work out exactly the way you planned? I think usually what happens for us is when we think I'm going to make a plan from point A to point B, in our minds we draw a very short and straight line between point A yeah. and point B. But in reality, life is usually like God's plan is usually seems to me zigzaggy and
right.
kind of winding. So when David writes in Psalm 23, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. In our minds, that path is a straight line, but rarely ever is a straight line. So I think right now what we're going through in the world and in our culture, our society, and for our church community, it's a very winding path because it was yeah. like start in Mobius, you know, and then we got booted from there, and we're like, okay, maybe after a couple yep. months, we'll be back in. And so I had a very short line, straight line in my yep. mind, and I'm realizing how zigzaggy and windy this path is. But for us, I think sometimes what we feel like are detours in our path are actually His actual plan for us is to bring about maybe 1,000 good things that we couldn't foresee yeah. in our straight path. That in a winding path, God brings us through so many things and accomplishes so much good that maybe otherwise wouldn't be possible if not for what we consider a detour, but is actually God's original plan altogether. So I feel I've kind of been processing through the loss of being able to go back to Mobius and getting to the point where I can begin to embrace, okay, there are good things that God wants to do in our lives and in our church that I would encourage you to embrace and to say, and rather than bemoan. And it's okay to be sad, but rather than bemoan, and I don't want to complain to God, but be thankful. Okay, God, now this is where we are. How do you want us to move forward? Mm-hmm. And so our vision is to be one church in one location. We had been calling ourselves yeah. one church in two locations, and now we believe God's led us to be one church in one location. And I'm just trying to embrace and find joy in that. I've spent a lot more time with Aaron, a lot more time with our team, and I actually love that piece. I felt like when yeah. we launched out, like I missed my coworkers, mm-hmm. even though I still saw them weekly. We still did a lot of work together. We still have one elder board, but mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of time with Darren and a lot of time with our team as one church, and it's been wonderful, at least for me. I'm just sharing it on behind the scenes for you guys.
That's right. It's been wonderful for me too, so not just for Tom. Can I share a little bit about Imprint yeah. Woodinville's journey then?
Yeah.
So a couple years ago when we launched Imprint Bothell, it was super exciting to be a part of that thing, knowing I believed in Tom, I believed in what God had called him to do, and the ministry that he was going to pioneer out in Imprint Bothell, and was pretty excited about seeing that happen. And so when we actually got to the rubber meeting the road and us launching Imprint Bothell out, man, we lost 25-30% of our congregation mm-hmm. in one Sunday. It was pretty amazing. And not lost, we multiplied them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like this sense of yeah. like, and again, going back to that family metaphor, mm-hmm. it was like we've used the illustration
launch
before about
yeah.
launching a family mm-hmm. member out into the world. And it mm-hmm. was really cool. We celebrated it. But man, if you were here in our second service in Imprint Woodinville right after we launched Imprint Bothell, it was pretty sparse for a while. Mm-hmm. And then to multiply that, we lost some leaders to the fact that there was people multiplying over to Imprint Bothell. And then we had a couple of our worship leaders move. Actually, one moved downtown to Seattle, another moved up into Lake Stevens area. And so we lost some people just saying, man, we're heading out to mm-hmm. different areas of the Seattle area. Mm-hmm. And so we'd all of a sudden been kind of a loss for people in leadership positions. Mm-hmm. And so we had felt that a little bit. So we had felt the mm-hmm. multiplication of Imprint Bothell in a real way. And so I think in some ways we were having this like sense of like we accomplished something because mm-hmm. we got to see a church launch, but we also went like, man, we got to work on Imprint Woodinville a little bit. And so we realized through time that, man, we need to raise up some more leaders. And by God's grace, he raised up some people here like Rex, our mm-hmm. worship leader who came with us, who's been here a couple of years with us now. Man, he's been God's grace mm-hmm. to our church family because he's been leading worship regularly at Woodinville and producing a lot of stuff for us online.
All the tech stuff is, Rex.
Like, even
that we're recording this right now.
Yes.
The fact that
he is standing behind the camera right now, but no one can actually see him. It's just a beautiful thing. And so grateful for him. And so God was raising up other people. But I also felt at Woodinville that we weren't done yet. Like mm-hmm. there was something more God was going to do. And you mentioned a second ago mm-hmm. the idea of like, how could this, something that I'd prayed for mm-hmm. Last summer, what is it that God would have for us this fall and beyond. And one of the things was just this idea that we're not done yet, you know, that we need to press on to the goal that Christ, that we are Christ, we are His, and the calling that He has for us as a church. And so I felt that Philippians passage was so important for us as a church community to press on to what's next for us as a church community. And so for Woodinville, man, I felt like we were a little bit trying to figure out our new identity as a church. I felt like we were trying to release new leaders and things like that, trying to redevelop some of the things that God had called us to do. And I was excited about it, quite frankly. I kind of like that pioneering thing. I kind of like starting from fresh a little bit. And so I was looking forward to that. But then COVID hit as well for us. You know, we were kind of a year and a half into this and kind of seeing Second Service fill up again, which was great.
Two years.
And so it was kind of like one of those things, man, Lord, what is going on now? But I feel like the calling was kind of the same as a church. But here's the piece that I was not expecting, which I'm pretty excited about, is the fact that maybe God would use Imprint Bothell to come back and bless Imprint Woodinville again as well. And I think that's a piece of the puzzle that I hadn't thought of. And there are some great leaders at Imprint Bothell. There are some people that are amazing over there that have, you know, everyone's amazing over there. There's not just some people amazing over there, but there are some people that are serving on a regular basis over there that we want to continue to see them serve at Imprint Woodinville. And so my thinking is, man, this has never been just Imprint Woodinville's property, even though we're sitting on the property here in Woodinville. This has been Imprint Church's property. And now we get
And the Bothell folks don't feel that as much. Probably as the Woodinville folks know that they sent us out, and I feel that because I'm here regularly, but you guys need to know that we have been one, truly have been one church, although in different locations. And so Darren's always had, I've never felt like this is Imprint Woodinville's thing here. I have an office here. I've never felt like, gosh, I'm kind of like coming into their, to their thing.
Yeah. And so in that sense, Imprint Woodinville, if you attend here regularly, man, we just want to welcome back our sister, mother, daughter, whatever, whatever it is, and say, man, let's do this together. And I think, and then just think practically right now, in the midst of our culture that is so divided, and so insanely crazy. Like, let's just be honest. It's been difficult to be on social media these days. I hope you've noticed that. And I hope that you haven't taken part in some of the craziness as well. I mean, we're entering into a political season right now, which is divided. We have riots going on. We have protests going on. We have racial divisions. We have all these things that are happening in the middle of our culture. And what if God's gift and calling to us as a church is to fight for unity right now? And maybe a very practical and pragmatic way we can do that is to actually come together as one church right now. I mean, Jesus prayed for unity in John 13, and then he died for the unity of the church, just soon after that. And it, and if we have that same mindset as a church community, that we are going to fight as hard as we can for unity. And so that's kind of the goal that we have looking forward.
And at the risk of sounding cliche and cheesy like that, that phrase better together, I really, that's really what's been on my heart is that we could go find another building somewhere, even if it was just temporary and meet separately. But I really, as I processed and as I prayed, I just felt like the Lord was leading me to embrace this idea that like, why wouldn't family band together in a time that's so broken and so uncertain? It's not merely so we can have a building. I mean, there's a lot of church plants out there that we're meeting in schools and elementary, and they're homeless in that sense. They don't have buildings. It's like God has given us a building here. And so if we're going to be here and use this building, like why not band together? There's a lot more strength. I feel a lot more strength than when we've have banded together as a lead team between both Imprint Bothell and Imprint Woodinville to make decisions together and do things together rather than sort of be out there floating on our own and trying to figure things out. It's like God has structured this family relationship for such a time as this. I feel that truly.
As Tom has mentioned a minute ago, I have found great joy in having our teams be together for this time and feel like we're working on one thing, kind of a unified purpose. A lot of that has been just finally getting back to having Sunday gatherings again. And our kids team has been amazing. They've been delivering packs to families throughout the time of the summer, which is really cool to see them. And so we've had to focus on other things for this season, but the cool thing is we've been doing it together. So I know kind of the Imprint Bothell kids leads were bringing kids, families to Imprint Bothell. And for the Imprint Woodinville family leads, they were bringing things to the Imprint Woodinville families, but they've been working on those things together in the context of the church. As one church. And so that's kind of our calling, friends. And honestly, it brings me to kind of the vision for us as a church community. I remember, you know, years ago planning Imprint Church as one church in one location here in Woodinville, and really praying through the vision that God had for us as a church community. And we kept being brought back to Colossians chapter 1 over and over again. It seemed like the scripture that the Lord was using. I know our name is from Hebrews 1:3, but the scripture that kind of defined us for so many years was Colossians chapter 1. And we even had it, if you were at the Imprint Woodinville building ever, we had it on these big word posters in the back, scripture there. And so let's, for the next couple minutes, I just want to, we want to give you a vision of Colossians 1 for our church. As we think of this fall and beyond, what is God's calling for
us? And the thing that's cool about this is we're not sitting around a table trying to be creative and come up with some cool, like, vision for what our church is supposed to be. We're going, let's go to the Bible, like Jesus.
We don't have a 2020 vision.
Yeah, no, 2020 vision is like the most ironic thing ever.
Yeah.
But in terms of church vision, like you can go right to the scripture and see what God's priorities are for his people.
Yeah. So do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
Go ahead and read it.
Yep. Okay, so it's Colossians 1, verses 9 through 14. And it says this, and so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So man, you get this prayer that Paul prays for a church at Colossae, and it becomes, for me, a vision for the start of a church meeting together this fall and beyond, honestly. I think this is what we need to look like as one church in one location, again, this fall and beyond. And I just wrote down a couple of things here as I think about what it looks like. So it looks like, first, that we have spiritual wisdom and understanding. And that comes together. It comes from God by his grace pouring out the Holy Spirit into our church, but working together on it as well, of talking together, of having wisdom together. Like, I can't do this
on my
own.
There's wisdom in a multitude of counselors, the proverb says. So when you put a number of people together, I feel like there's a collective wisdom that we can arrive at as we process what's happening in our world and as we're processing God's word together.
Honestly, friends, I don't think Tom or I could sit here and honestly say we've liked all the regulations and rules and things like that have come. That should be obvious. But we're trying to, with our board and with Tom and I praying and spending time together and talking through things, do things that's best for the church. And that requires spiritual wisdom and understanding. Like, I just admit to you, like, I can't do this on my own. There's things that are far beyond my own wisdom and understanding. And yet God can give that to us by his grace.
And the reason that he says that we should, that he's praying for spiritual wisdom and understanding is a purpose. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. So as a church body, we want to be people who are walking in a manner worthy of the Lord. And he says fully pleasing to him. So we want to be fully pleasing to him. So it's hard to know when there's lots of variables and regulations and things. What does it look like to walk in a manner pleasing to him? And the Bible doesn't lay out for us specifics. And that's why churches will arrive at different levels of conviction about certain things. And that's okay, so long as our main aim is to be fully pleasing to him. And it actually doesn't leave us to guess what does it look like to be fully pleasing to him. He actually tells us what it looks like. And he lists these four things. So that's bearing fruit in every good work, right? Increasing the knowledge of God, the four things.
And so spiritual wisdom and understanding is so important to us as a church. And I would ask you to pray with us for our leadership to have spiritual wisdom and understanding as we go forward in this next season. It says, strengthen with power for all endurance with patience and joy. Man,
we need that, right?
We need to not fall into the trap of division or putting our trust in like broken cisterns, you know, as Jeremiah 1 tells us. Like, I think we need to be strengthened with power together. Like, I mean, these are all plural, second person plural, you know, pronouns in this whole thing. Like, this is you as a corporate body. We as a church need to be strengthened with power and then giving thanks, like being thankful for what
being grateful. It's easy to complain in this time for sure. Been guilty of that multiple times in my own spirit.
Yeah.
lots to complain about in our world. Nothing is ideal right now.
Yeah.
But we don't want to live our lives looking and complaining. We want to live our lives out of gratitude for the goodness of God toward us in Christ.
Knowing that we've been qualified by Christ to share in the inheritance together. And so this is our vision right now, friends. Colossians 1, 9 through 14. Read it again and allow the Lord to speak to you so that you have a vision going into this. Because it'd be really easy to come in and say, man, this is not what I was expecting. Or how dumb is this? Or, you know, please, will you work hard at being unified? Will you work hard at praying for wisdom and understanding? And
unified
us?
Around Jesus. Unified around Jesus.
Gospel allegiance.
Right, there's plenty of things that we can divide over, and it's okay. You know, and it has been said many times before, the call is for unity, not necessarily uniformity.
Yeah.
And we should expect there's going to be a diversity of opinions about a number of matters inside a large church body. And when you put our churches together, we're talking 500-600 people possibly. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of diversity there, but there it can be unity in diversity,
you know,
around Christ.
That's right.
Around the supreme things, our allegiance is to Him.
Even knowing that our culture is divided, how much more can the church kind of display the goodness and grace of God through being united in a time like this, under that vision of gospel allegiance? And that's our hope. So, fight for that. Would you with us? Can we compel you towards that? It's not easy for us in the place that we have, but we're trusting the Lord to give us the spiritual wisdom and understanding as we go forward. So with that said, I think we want to give you the plans briefly for the fall. I know we're running out of time here. And so here's the plans. So in September, we will continue to meet for the next few weeks outside as long as the weather's good. Right now, the weather looks good.
And if the weather's not good, we are going back inside.
We're going to meet inside. And so that means...
We're not meeting inside as
a church.
Body.
It means you're not invited. You are invited to join us online.
That didn't come out the way that we had hoped. We'll be back online is what we mean if it rains in September.
That's what happens when we don't edit and cut things and whatever. But so in the month of September, we'll be meeting outside unless it's raining, and then we'll move it to an online gathering only. And so we'll you know, make sure people are communicated through our app, through Facebook and all that kind of stuff on what's happening. And then in October, in the beginning of October, we're moving to something different where we are going to start meeting inside as a church community.
At Imprint Woodinville. Retaining our online
while keeping going.
Right.
So basically the plan is right now that we will have service at 8, 9:30 and 11. So three services every Sunday morning. And we are limited in our current phase to having 72 people in our building at a time. And so we will be having signups as well for this, which I know we'll send you details on that.
It's not ideal. None of this is ideal, but we value even if it's cumbersome and it's awkward to wear masks. We're going to do it because we really value getting back together again as the people of God.
Each of the services will be an hour long or so, and that gives us time after the services to, it sounds horrible, but kind of quickly usher you out so we can sanitize and get ready for the next service. We're having teams of people that are putting in charge of this, which is going to be an interesting thing to see. It's not ideal, as we've said.
And kids will be with their parents, as they have been outside.
So you'll have to register for your whole family to be a part of our gatherings. We're not going to track that if you're curious about that. It's not for, what do they call that?
Contact tracing.
We're not doing that. We're simply taking attendance for the sake of knowing how many people will be in our building at a time. And so, and we will work with people. We understand because we have several people in our church, so not everyone will get to go to church every Sunday. We will have people working. If you'd like to attend a church service, we will hopefully get you in there that week, if not the following week as well. So be patient with us on that. It's going to take some adjustments in the ways we're doing it, but we'd love to see you this fall. We will follow the rules of wearing a mask and all that kind
social
of stuff,
distancing,
social distancing as much as possible. It's really cool right now. Our auditorium has some new carpet in it. We have some new looks in our auditorium. So even if you haven't been here in a long time, it will look different than before. Even we have groups meeting in there this fall as well. And so it's going to look a little different in there than we normally have had it. But that'll be part of the fun of this.
Yeah.
And so kids ministry will not start up right away. We will be informing you on what that's going to look like as well. And then we'll have student ministries and stuff this summer.
Right.
We have small groups, imprint groups going on as well that we'd love to invite you to be a part of. Please contact us. You can contact Ben Acone for student ministry stuff. You can contact Tom McGregor for our groups, our imprint groups that are happening on location here. We're calling those religious services, and so therefore we can have them on our property. Some will meet here in the annex where we're at right now. Some will meet over in the auditorium. as well. And so, yeah, we'd love to see groups getting together as they can and as people are comfortable with. As we mentioned before, please note that I think the 9:30 service, we will be streaming online. And so,
but not the 8. Or
but
the,
not the 8 yeah, or, and not the 11 o'clock one. So although I think if I know technology enough, as soon as we stream it, you can watch it afterwards as well. So if you happen to miss that, you can watch that through our Facebook channel. But it'll be live at 9:30 on our Imprint Church app or the website or Facebook Live as well. So I think we're out of time right now.
Would you commit to pray?
Yeah.
Like, we want to be a people of prayerful dependence, and so we are just laying ourselves before the Lord and saying, would you lead us and guide us, and would you help us in our meager efforts to shepherd your flock in this really strange and hard and uncertain times? Things are here are uncertain, but God himself is certain about everything. He's in complete control. Things feel chaotic to us. He's in control, and we find our comfort in knowing that he rules the universe.
Yeah. So we're grateful for you guys. We do love you. We want to help you. If you have needs, please reach out to us during this time. It means a lot to us to try to continue to keep our semblance of a semblance of connecting together as best we can. But let's end our time just by saying a prayer. Do you want to pray for us as a church community?
Lord, thank you for the opportunity to connect to you, even here over online, and to talk a bit about where you've led us and where we feel like you are leading us. Lord, we need you. We know that you are good. Lord, it's easy to accept the good things from your hand, but help us to accept, in a sense, Lord, the harder things as well, knowing that you will not forsake us, you will not abandon us, you will work out all things for our good. Lord, we've been called according to your purpose as your people. And so thank you that we can have confidence in you. Help us to be a prayerful people. Help us to not give in to the cynicism of our of society and what's going on around us and the division. Help us to contribute toward unity and work for that and be a prayerful people toward that. Lord, make us the kind of church that is fully pleasing to you as described in Colossians 1. So go with us now. We love you so much. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, there you have it. If you have any questions about what's happening this fall, if you'd like more specifics or anything, you can reach out to us at office@imprintchurch.org. If you have any suggestions for topics or questions about any of the podcasts that we've made so far, you can always reach out to us at podcast, that's podcast singular, @imprintchurch.org. We would love to hear from you, any feedback, that kind of thing. So we hope you have a great week, and we will see you right back here next Thursday. Thanks for listening. For more information and resources from Imprint Church, you can download our app or head to imprintchurch.org.